Hi, this is a dictation for Calvin Lewis, CALVINLEWIS, Calvin Lewis, date of service is 6-3-2025, date of birth 6-5-53, and date of accident 1-23-2025. The patient has a ongoing issues with pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, to the tune of 10. Pain in both the knees is reported to the tune of 8, with difficulty in walking. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 9, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. Pain in the left elbow is reported to be 6. He is depressed, upset, angry, anxiety, panic. Sleeping is affected to less than 3 to 4 hours. The pains are constant and are affecting his life. And he had an MRI done that he will be reviewed. Overall, the pains are varying from 8 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Percent relief is reported by the patient. He has a numbness and tingling of the left arm as such. And posteriorly, but no radiation in the legs. Please review the records for system review, ADLs. Additional issues, current pain medications, Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse and compliances. Physical examination, blood pressure 123/100, pulse 69, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, 5-6-2025, dictation number is 0507-015 and 0508-070. Plan is to continue the physical therapy 3 times a week to the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder, and both knees. He remained disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation. He is provided with the medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet a day for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg PRN for twice a day for anxiety, panic, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety and panic, Neurontin 600 mg for the pain in the right arm, numbness and tingling, Lionesta 1 mg at night for sleep, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief is provided for the patient. His meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and the patient is now being scheduled for further treatment as his MRIs are found positive. For the left shoulder, MRI without contrast shows a glenohumeral joint arthritis, subacromioteltoid bursitis, and AC joint arthropathy, supraspinatus intraspinatus tendinosis. Although there is no tear at the rotator cuff, but there is a tear at the posterior superior margin of the glenoid labrum. Injection intra-articular shoulder and injection to the supra and infraspinal tendon will help the patient. In the cervical spine, the patient has is herniation of C5-6 and bulging disc of C6-7 and C7-T1, along with indenting of both C7, both C8, and also C6 nerve roots. In the lumbar spine, there is a disc herniation of L3-4 and bulging disc of L4-5, L5-S1, with compression of L4, L5 nerve root and S1 nerve root, as well as L3, L4 nerve roots. There is a grade 1 anterior listosis of L4-5 and L5-S1. And there is a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy of L2-3 through L5-S1. The patient is advised that they will benefit from 3 to 4 epidural injections for the lumbar and 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine, as well as passive joint injection to L2-3 to L5-S1. And the patient is being scheduled for this procedure. It will be seen in a few days. The procedure will be done under the fluoroscopy. Thank you.